There is always another story or another side to it. A unique angle, a unique viewpoint, a unique insight. This is Chai FM.
With your Chai FM Global Report, I'm Juliet Newell. We begin in Israel, where U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio has met with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu over the weekend. Several matters have been discussed, including Gaza, Lebanon, Syria, and Iran. During a press conference following their meeting, Netanyahu said Iran was the main focus of the talks.
Israel and America stand shoulder to shoulder in countering the threat of Iran. We agreed that the Ayatollahs must not have nuclear weapons. And we also agreed that Iran's aggression in the region has to be rolled back.
On the Gaza matter, Rubio reiterated U.S. President Donald Trump's stance on the hostage situation, saying Hamas must return all hostages, and that's not up for negotiation, as well as the future of Hamas.
Hamas cannot continue as a military or government force. And frankly, as long as it stands as a force that can govern or as a force that can administer or as a force that can threaten by use of violence, peace becomes impossible. They must be eliminated. It must be eradicated.
In the United Kingdom, Lord Walney's role as the UK government's independent advisor on political violence and disruption has officially ended. His responsibilities will now be absorbed by the Commissioner for Countering Extremism, alongside the independent Prevent Commissioner. Walney, former Labour MP John Woodcock, has expressed concerns over the impact of frequent protests, particularly the weekly Gaza marches, highlighting the imbalance between the right to protest and the disruption caused. In a previous report, he urged extending police powers to ban protests that involve intimidation or abusive conduct. Security Minister Dan Jarvis thanked Walney for his service, while the Home Office acknowledged his valuable contributions in shaping the government's approach to political violence and extremism. In the United States, the University of Central Florida, the UCF, has suspended its Pi Gamma Delta fraternity chapter following investigations into alleged anti-Semitic hazing rituals. Reports indicate that one ritual involved a student being bound and blindfolded while forced to hold a swastika for hours. The investigation began after an anonymous tip in 2023, and a witness reported seeing a photo of the incident. UCF is reviewing the actions of fraternity members who lived off campus to determine their responsibility. The fraternity's national leadership has temporarily suspended the UCF chapter, condemning the hazing practices and any expressions of anti-Semitism. To Australia now, where a new foundation's been launched to combat anti-Semitism and hate. The Door Foundation will initially focus on university campuses and online spaces. Concerns have been raised about the younger generation's ignorance and prejudice, particularly regarding anti-Semitism and anti-Israel sentiment. Former Federal Treasurer Josh Frydenberg is chairman of the organization. He spoke to the Australian newspaper.
It's a group of Jewish and non-Jewish Australians who have come together in light of the events that have taken place over the last 15 months, where anti-Semitism tragically in Australia has become normalised, and we've all seen the incidents which are really unacceptable.
The foundation plans to implement a nationally coordinated strategy, collaborating with existing organisations. And a couple in Essex in the UK have raised enough funds to offer free genetic screening for 70 couples in their area. Chloe and Danny Hackamy decided to launch the fundraiser after their 21-month-old son Marley was diagnosed with Tay-Sachs, a neurological disorder common in the Jewish community that causes progressive brain function loss and early childhood death. They want to educate young Jewish adults about genetic screening to prevent severe genetic conditions. The funds will support an event in Essex later this month where participants can receive free screening for 47 genetic disorders. This Chai FM Global Update is a daily newscast focusing on Jewish news from the diaspora. It's free for you to listen to on chaifm.com, and if you subscribe, we'll email it to you daily.